This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Text for consideration today is recorded for us in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, the first four verses. Here's some of those words. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming. God's word is truth. I lived in Green Bay my Vicar year. When the Packers played, the streets were empty. Everyone was either at the game or watching the game. When the Packers would lose a game, you could tell. People acted as if Grandma died. And if the Packers won the following Sunday, it was as if Jesus came and touched Grandma's coffin and bid her to come back to life, and she did. Such is the life of a Packer fan. As a former Viking fan, I certainly wish they can win sometime. But this whole concept was odd, to say the least. It still is a little bit. Vikings fans have learned that there is too much life and not enough Viking victories to sustain a tie-in to one's joy or sadness. What makes happiness? What makes loss for you? Sports teams certainly might come to mind. Nothing like a hometown victory to put a smile on your face. Nothing wrong with it. Enjoy it. What is a delight of your soul? May it be the Lord Jesus Christ. As you take a step back and take a look at the big picture of life and eternity, may your happiness be found in the best, in Jesus. When this text for today was written about 400 years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem, it was a time unlike any other. The 10 northern tribes of Israel were carried off to exile and disappeared. The tribe of Judah, which spent 70 years in exile hundreds of miles away, this is not an immigration caravan, but these were forced marches to a new land. God, in his grace, after 70 years, he brought them back to their homeland. And their faith in God, one of the few things that they had left as a people, this they were now able to live out in full. A new temple was built. Temple worship was restored. The law of Moses was restored. And you'd think that this restoration would have built up this relationship with the Lord like nothing else. But the people still had dross. They still had impurities in their heart. They treated God, worship, and the offerings they brought to his temple with contempt. They would actually bring diseased, lame, and sick animals as a sacrifice to God. It was a destination for something no good. Either it goes to God or to the garbage heap. Might as well just give it to God then. They saw worship to God as a burden added to their life. And the priests of God were no better. They allowed it and condoned it. With all of this, God implores them to just shut the doors to the temple and stop their meaningless worship. Did more harm than good. And the people whined and they complained to God that he would not pay attention to them. The relationship between God's people and God himself was looking pretty pitiful. Are we any better than those from 2,400 years ago? Is our heart filled with dross, with impurities, with contempt, with dishonor to the God of all glory? What to do? God is a game changer. God makes things happen. The section of Scripture talks about it. The game plan of God changes our apathy for the Almighty. And the issue was this: they treated God dishonorably. And then they wept and wailed because he no longer paid attention to them and their worship. They wanted this crazy relationship scenario. Treat God like dirt and expect God to be happy about it. You ever been in a relationship like that? Are you in one now? It's got to change, doesn't it? There has to be a game-changing moment to alter the dynamic because it cannot continue. Maybe it's going to a mediator to work things out, a marriage or family counselor or the human resources director at work for this relationship. God changes the dynamics. He makes things happen. And God will not allow you or anyone else to treat him like dirt and be fine with it. He is the King of Kings, people. So God sent John the Baptist. His message, repent. Our iniquity is brought to the front. We are face to face with our sin and no excuse. Yes, our sin needs to be addressed, all of it. How we treat God needs to be addressed. How we treat others needs to be addressed. The hidden sin needs to be addressed. The sin you put lipstick on to try to make it look pretty, that needs to be addressed. The sin your parents have accepted because they love you, that needs to be addressed. There is no room for sin to hide anywhere. See how filthy sin is before the Holy One of God. And suddenly, the Lord will come. The desire of your soul is coming. That is the Advent excitement that flows through our veins like glucose from sugar cookies this time of year. But are you ready for that? Wait, full stop. I need these sins gone. I need righteousness. Yes, we do. We do indeed. Who washes our sins away? It is the messenger of the covenant. It is Jesus, the one whose name means the Lord saves because he will save his people from their sins. The desire of our soul, he is the one who makes you ready for his entrance. Jesus takes your sins to the cross and to the tomb. There they stay. The way we have treated God with contempt and dishonor is cleansed from our soul in his holy divine blood. Every sin, all of them, need to be addressed and are addressed in the cross of Christ. Now purified of sin, God purifies our faith. Trials and tough times enter into our life. And don't be surprised if God takes away a job or allows sickness. All the storms of life that come, see how God will continue to care for you no matter what, just as he has in the past. A man with much sorrow spoke, "You don't know that God is all you need until God is all you have." And that is faith worth the 24K gold imprint. God refines us by driving us back to his grace, his forgiveness, and his righteousness. And when you scan through the book of Malachi, one might come to the wrong conclusion that it's all about this, an offering plate. It isn't about this. God doesn't need cash. The world and everything in it already belongs to him. What we need is to trust him. What we need is to honor him with our lives and everything that we are and everything that we do, like Levi of old. God speaks in the previous chapter of Malachi, "My covenant was with him, a covenant of life and peace. I gave them to him, and this called for reverence, and he revered me and stood in awe of my name. True instruction was in his mouth, and nothing false was on his lips. And he walked with me in peace and uprightness and turned many from sin." God is changing us. He is a game changer. And he restores our soul and our attitude toward the Almighty. Walk with God. May he be the delight of your soul. Amen. May the Lord direct your heart into God's love and Christ's perseverance. Amen.